At 4:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Some Pennsylvania lawmakers want to pause all data center development. Fayette County State House member Charity Krupa has a bill that would let local officials impose an 18-month moratorium on data center construction to review zoning rules. Krupa says concerns about data centers are bipartisan.
It's not a party-specific thing. In my area, you know, you have far-left liberals and far-right MAGA conservatives who think that there are serious environmental concerns.
Last week, Governor Josh Shapiro unveiled development guidelines. Since then, Republican gubernatorial candidate Stacey Garrity has said she backs a moratorium on development. Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner has announced charges against four members of a local street group for their roles in the murder of a 16-year-old that occurred in southwest Philly in April of 2023. WHYY's Tom McDonald tells us more.
Ivan Freeman and Atum L. have been charged with murder, while Ismail Freeman and Kamal Burke are facing robbery charges for their roles in a robbery and the subsequent killing of Jacine Thomas. Assistant DA Adam Foray says they aren't at liberty to talk about the circumstances of the crimes.
Since it's a grand jury investigation, I can't go into too much detail about that, but it's electronic forensics primarily that we used in both media files, communications, that sort of thing.
The four are allegedly members of a group called the Close Range Gang. DA Larry Krasner gave the group a new nickname.
And I hope anybody else who is drawn to the Close Range Gang is listening. They got a new name. It's called the Close Walls Gang. They're in jail. They're almost all in jail. They're going to be in jail for a long time.
Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Mostly sunny skies over Philadelphia on this Monday afternoon. Currently 64 degrees in Cape May, Rehoboth Beach at 63, Princeton at 72, and it is 75 in Center City, Philadelphia. We're expecting mostly sunny skies for the remainder of the afternoon. In the evening, we see clear skies for the overnight hours, with temperatures getting down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, similar to today, sunny and highs in the mid-70s.